Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Use your voice to naughty hiss.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinati. Eric A. Sinati. Who?
Eric Sinati, of course.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone, Eric A. Sinati. And I am humbled to be here, and I thank you in advance, as always, for your support, because without you, we are nothing. I'm accompanied by the on-air vocal support and extraordinaire, Miss Bianca C. S.
Hello, everyone. Bianca C., that's me. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, well, I hope you're on the show every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you could just slide down more onto
your
because you're invading my a camera B.
Oh right. Yeah. You have the little
You're invading the cameras. You're invading cameras. Okay. So how was your weekend? Or actually weekend. Today is Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
It feels like a weekend though.
I know it does.
It feels like a weekend because I don't have a weekend because I'm continuously doing some sort of work. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, that's always a problem. Okay, anyway, folks, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another compelling and exciting episode of The Hostile Zone. Tonight, we're going to dive right into the fascinating world of YouTube influencers, focusing on the extraordinary impact of several, but we're going to talk about Mr. Beast and other top creators for a moment. We'll explore their journey, how they got to where they are, what inspired them to get there, and what it is that's keeping them going further. We're going to explore the broader implications of what an influencer does and what people think, kind of segueing through to our misinformation show. So we're going to discuss how that influences society and, you know, how society views them. Now, Miss Bianca, you... You're aware about influencers and whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
What's your take on that?
Well, it's definitely a new culture.
Camera, thank you.
It's definitely a new culture, and a lot of people are like looking up to these influencers on everything, on what to wear, what to dress, and
right.
how to do things. You know, so that's definitely what happens.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the whole world seems to be deciding, like, everything that they're going to do based on somebody else's, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean.
Yeah, but it's always been that way, though, right?
Yeah,
commercials have always been that way. Like, oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger eats Wheaties.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't he one of the first, well, not the first, but he was like a big Wheaties one, or the Olympic people, you know. Oh, everybody's, I know that I wanted to eat spinach because of Popeye.
Mm.
Now, I actually like spinach now. Most people don't, but I actually do. But it's been like that, sort of. But
yeah, kind
now
of.
It's just more because there's more places for the advertising, right?
Right, right. And I wanted to say, too, it's like, you know, like when you were in high school, you know, like you had the popular crowd
very
and
good
the popular
point.
Girl or
yes.
popular guy that you would like try to copy them just to fit in.
Everybody wanted to emulate that individual. Right?
Yeah. So now instead of that, it's influencers.
But
so
here's
now,
the
like
thing.
That popular person has to compete with an influencer, so they're not as popular as they thought now.
But you know what? Here's the thing.
What?
You're very, 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 very perceptive in that, because mm-hmm. everybody followed the cool kid, right? The
yeah,
cool girl.
Exactly.
You know, we watched this from, what, Mean Girls and all these, right? Right.
Even the new one, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, I like the one with Alicia Silverstone and what's her name? The other one from New Jersey.
Clueless.
She's the black girl, but she's from New Jersey.
Yeah,
Bergen County.
What do you say we go bump into people? Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Hey, John, wait up!
Are you okay?
Yeah, where's your sense of pit hospitality?
That was so cool, the way you did that. I wish I could do it.
Oh, no, don't.
Why not?
Well, because if girls do, what would guys do to impress them?
I don't know, like, stuff, you know?
What kind of stuff?
Like... Ty, I need you. Okay, Elton's over there.
Hi.
should use ice.
No, Travis, we've got it under control.
What are you?
Travis, Ty would have wanted you to enjoy the party. If it's a concussion, you have to keep her conscious, okay? Ask her questions.
What's 7 times 7?
Stuff she knows.
Some bump you got there.
Yeah.
Yeah? You ready to go back out there?
Yeah.
All right. Sherry, can you do this? Rolling with the homies.
Rolling with the homies.
Yeah, let's do it. You ready?
I had to give myself snaps for all the good deeds I was doing. It was so great. Love was everywhere. And even though I was alone, I was really happy for Ty. It's like that book I read in 9th grade that said, 'Tis a far, far better thing doing stuff for other people. Hello?
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, watch doesn't really go with this outfit, Daddy.
Where are you?
I'm just having a snack with my girlfriends.
Where? In Kuwait?
Is that in the valley?
Cher, I expect you to walk in the store in 20 minutes.
Well, it might take longer than that, Dad.
Everywhere in L.A. takes 20 minutes.
Sorry to make you leave. Dion's bucking for best dramatic actress at a Val party. Hey, Summer. Hi. Pretty random fiesta. Do you need a ride home? Oh, that'd be great. Thanks.
No, I got her.
Well, I'm right below Wilshire and Linden, so... Oh, that's right near me. I'm above Olympic.
Great. Then Ty will go with Summer and Sherry will come with me.
Actually, you could take Wilshire to Cannon and that turns into Benedict.
Well, then she'd have to go back south and I'm already going north.
But you could take Ty on your way up to Sunset. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. I have to get off the freeway. I hate that. Ty, go with Summer. Sherry, you'll come with me. Watch your feet.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
She's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that part when she had her, they went to a party and her man was dancing with somebody else. And then she's like pulling the girl's hair. And she's like, who's that?
Yeah.
I love her attitude. It's so cute.
You know, but, you know, we were saying that you know, we've always been watching, you know, a commercial. You know, when you get into commercials, it makes me laugh because
why
you look at people would buy cable TV prior to cable TV because you wanted to avoid commercials, right?
Yes.
And that was the whole point. If you watched the free TV that the government provided, you know, then it would, you know, then it was free because the government allowed licenses and it was operated based on you had to watch commercials in between, and that's how they paid for the TV.
Mm.
But then people bought, like, you know, Cablevision, it was in New Jersey, and now it's Spectrum somewhere, or Optimum, or whatever you might have, even Verizon now. But, you know, you look at it and you say, they paid for no commercials, and then they get commercials anyway.
Yes.
Now, we have streaming services that you're not supposed to do that, yet you're getting it anyway. So it's like, well, at what point? You know, it's kind of like I made the conversation about the parkway and you know, on the highways, like in just in New Jersey, I'm talking specifically, but I'm sure this goes to every state where you have the parkway and the turnpike and they put tolls on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And the tolls allegedly are to pay for the highway. But 40 years later, you're still paying a toll and the toll goes up every year. But the cost of the highway was already done multiple times already. I don't know. It just doesn't make anything. But you know what? How influencers have revolutionized the content creation, the viewer engagement with content, and how they interact with the media in general has changed the landscape significantly. Because the fact is that this was not like that before. So you're having people that are not professionals in the field, maybe don't know the product that well. They don't really have anybody helping them prepare some, you know, good statements and whatnot. But you know, I don't know. It's just a whole different world, you know. But as fast as I think I caught up with the world,
I think it's like a little scam too. You know, like
what do you mean?
Like when you were talking about the cable, right. and you have to pay extra for no commercials.
Right.
They increased the bill as well. So even though you were and then they put the commercials. So it's like it's not even worth paying extra.
And you can't even skip through the commercials.
Sneak in the commercials,
and
anyway.
You can't skip through them either.
Mm-hmm. And how?
Because remember DVR, we could. Remember,
yes.
With a DVR cable network, you know, and you could. I always would come home and put on my show, whatever I was going to watch. Let's say like Chicago Fire. I used to watch a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you come home and you got your Chicago Fire, and you get there and you turn it on.
Right.
And you know, then you go get your dinner and all your stuff together, and you turn it on and you pause it.
Mm, yes.
And then it's like 20-30 minutes in advance now. You know
but
what I mean?
Also,
and then you turn it on and now. But oh, hold on, and then you turn it back on after the 20-30 minutes. You got your coffee, your tea, your dinner, or whatever it is that you're going to have. And then now, when you turn it on, you could go ahead and just fast forward to all the commercials. Those days are over.
No, like there's a point in the beginning of the show, and you always see that little circle.
Yeah.
So when you pause it,
I'm the biggest failure at that.
And when you pause it and or rewind or try to skip it,
it brings
it moves,
you back. Yeah.
And then. The first thing you do when you press play, it plays a commercial.
It's going to play it no matter what, yeah.
Always.
So the relevant quote of the day is, with great power comes great responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility. Stan Lee. Now, for those of you that don't know, without falling into a sea hole or a famous Sonati or Chinati hole, Stan Lee is the iconic guy who created Spider-Man and these other more comic book people. His search was always for the Superman. And that really was, he had an actual series for a little bit. I think he was on History Channel or something like that. So it reminds us of the vast reach and the influence of some of these YouTube stars. And they truly are stars. Some of them have better numbers than your classic A celebrity in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Beast, specifically, that we're going to name in here, has more people watching his stuff than the Jennifer Aniston movie came out.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's unbelievable.
Better not, but then they make that kind of money, too, though, because they're getting, he's got his own studio that he owns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's making content, you know, that is, you know, of high quality.
It's amazing how a guy like that, he did film for years, right? Before he started getting really popular.
She's going to have so much editing to do for all these camera movements.
Also, it's unbelievable, like, what he started with. Just watching paint dry and people actually
paint dry and paint dry. And he counted to 200,000. It worked. But how long is his fan base going to be his fan base? And that is kind of the controversy that has been surrounding him recently. And one of which we may address here, you know, because I think it's important because his age group, basically the people who started watching him on YouTube and when he was watching paint dry and counting the 200,000 and et cetera, they were little kids, young, you know, early teenage kids. When I say little kids, I'm really talking little kids. So you look at that and you say to yourself, well, are those same people when they get more, how do I say this nicely? Not more intelligent, but their brain grows a little bit. And watching somebody watch paint dry for 24 hours or counting to 200,000 is not something you want to watch.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's always going to have those shows available, but he increases up by
but it's not him anymore.
Audience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's
literally, they're growing, so he has to grow with the audience. And
he's having that problem right now that he's trying to bring people in to it. But I think no matter what, he's going to be like a Nickelodeon or I want to say Disney because it's different, but
no.
Nickelodeon, he's going to be like a Nickelodeon where they had, remember Double Dare challenge. Mm-hmm. I'll take the Double Dare, right? or the physical challenge.
Well,
remember, and they dumped the green slime and all that.
Yeah.
He's kind of playing that kind of role right now.
Yes. Yes.
So his fan base is always going to be kids, I think.
I know. Well, you know what? It kind of reminds me of like the MTV reality shows. You know what I mean? Like those, the Punk'd or, you know, back then. And, you know, I don't know, like all those type of shows. I don't know. I don't keep up with them. But, you know, he's growing with the
audience. The rise of Mr. Beast, I mean, he's growing. So the background and growth of Mr. Beast, a.k.a. Jimmy Donaldson. Okay, mm-hmm. So he's real. Obviously, folks, his real name is Jimmy Donaldson, and he started basically with a simple video, and it challenged into him using that platform to donate tons of money to different health causes and children's causes and homeless people and all kinds of stuff. And it really turned into a powerhouse experience with over 150 million subscribers. That's subscribers. That's not watchers. Mm. So that's 150 million people that basically like are, it's like HBO or any, he's a channel and they're subscribed to it. So 150 million people, that is a lot. Yes. And that's not including how many people view his stuff. So when they look through and they see something that they want to watch.
Because I couldn't possibly imagine like that many people following in the U.S.
I think it's YouTube, it's worldwide.
Wow.
You know, and then the monetization and the ability to be monetized on YouTube, which is, I think, a great thing in a way. I believe that it's a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. I think because you give people an opportunity to see America for what it is. Mm-hmm. You see that America through the monetization program, which I think is a great thing in a lot of ways because it allows people to create a job for themselves, but it's the American dream because, you know, what they say, the streets are paved in gold. You know, we're a democratic republic. Democracy, a democratic republic. So we are not a communist nation. We are not a socialist nation. So the whole idea is to grow and build your wealth. So I think that that's a great thing because it's giving people an opportunity to reach for the stars, literally, right, to reach for something that is bigger than themselves, other than just getting a degree and going working a job somewhere. Mm. But on the other end, on the flip side, people are spending a lot of time to have, do this, but ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today, acorns.com/share, or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code 56XJQ. PC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC and get $5 for free compliments of me to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sinati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio.
I'm trying to hold my breath. Let it stay this way. Can't let this moment end. You set off a dream in me, getting louder now. Can you hear it echoing? Take my hand. Will you share this with me? Cause darling, without you, all the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough, never be enough. Tower of gold is still too little. These hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough, never be enough again. Never, 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 never for me, for me. Never enough. all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough. Never be enough. Tower of gold is still too little. These hands can hold the world, but it all never be enough. Never be enough.
When you're 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, whatever, early 20s, and you're going to make this a career, what happens when YouTube goes away and you have to buy a spot on YouTube? Right now, YouTube is free. You earn the right to make money and it's free to post. You earn the right. You also earn the right to live stream when you have a certain amount of credibility and things. But it's a business that you can build without any money down. I mean, all you need is really an iPhone, you know, an iPhone and a halfway decent mic. Even some antiquated people can jump in and see if they got something, you know, to give it a shot. But you don't have that old school work ethic.
That's very true.
You know, and I was just talking about this weekend with actually another radio personality out of Myrtle Beach.
Oh yeah, tell me about it.
And we were talking about how with the industry's changed and nobody has any work ethic. They don't want to do anything when on time, and they want to run it on their schedule. And they forget that TV and radio runs on a schedule, like being on set on time, having your lines memorized and prepared on what your day is going to be. They don't have that work ethic because they have no experience in life. They have not had a real job. They had a stupid young kid jobs. So then they do this, and that's great. They make money, but what happens when it fails? They have no idea to survive in the real world because they have no work ethic. They don't come on time. They're not prepared. So they go get a job at wherever, any corporation or government agency or whatever, and they're like, who is this guy or girl? They don't get here on time. They don't come dressed properly. They're not ready. So I think you have to have a foundation of work ethic, a foundation of experience and knowledge. And I think that's when you have a good opportunity to do something on YouTube, because you're bringing something. You're not making people watch paint dry with you or count to 200,000. They're listening to this show because we're providing them insight on topics, and I'm providing them based on education and experience, not based on I want to just do airtime.
Right. Well, you know, it's never too late for the person. As long as they learn from their mistakes, you never know. As a growth, a person always can improve and have better. All you got to do is keep on having more experience, and also interning or, training at a job or something can always improve.
Right. I mean, it's very true. And, I same individual I was talking to, the radio personnel, we were discussing that no matter when you have a son or daughter, we were specifically talking about a son, that yes, you want your son to go to college.
Yes.
You want your son to achieve intellect and greatness, but also at the same time, you want them to be able to fix a basic faucet. Mm-hmm. You want them to have some basic knowledge. And we were discussing that, yes, it's great, go to college, get the college degree, but also know how to be a plumber, an electrician, whatever, because the trades are falling apart.
Yeah.
But this was not a work conversation. So, they used the opportunity to monetize YouTube. And then when he started getting being monetized from YouTube, and him, Mr. Beast, and other creators, then they get monetized directly from YouTube. They also bring in their own sponsors, and then they have the ability to do more. And what he did was he took advantage of a niche. He took a niche and he said, let me see how many big sponsors I can get. And then I can almost buy subscribers. And that's the allegations now about illegal gambling by making people make purchases to win a prize, which is against the law, because it's always supposed to be no purchase necessary, et cetera. But, you know, then he did that by saying, I'll give you this much money. So he drew in a lot of people. So then he got bigger sponsors to come to him and bigger sponsors to come to him. Mm-hmm. And then he was able to give more money. When he gave more money, more people subscribed and watched. And the more numbers he had of subscribers and watchers, the bigger people came in and said, we'll give you money. And the more production money they spent. All right. So with the YouTube partner program, then they provide you commercials and they take a percentage of your commercials. And then, you know, then you make your money. But if you get your own direct sponsors, then you know, that's your money 100% whole. So it's like really the only business you can get into in the United States. There's some, but it's a big business you can get into that doesn't cost you really anything to get. But speaking of sponsors and promoters, you need to make money to do these things.
It's true.
So let's take here. If you are somebody who, like myself, is thinking about the future and wonders, where are you going to be in 20 years? Where are you going to be for your family? Then you need to invest. And one way to do it is with, one way that I do it is with the Acorns app. Check out the Acorns app. Ever thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today. Acorns.com/share or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen or enter my referral code 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC and get $5 for free compliments of me to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sinati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio. So shout out and special thank you to Acorns for sponsoring this video. Moving forward, we're going to unpack and get back into it. So the impact on traditional media, obviously, is the shifting audience.
Okay.
And with a shifting audience, you have quite a musical audience. So I'm sure that you have something you'd like to provide with using some of those wonderful vocals of yours.
Oh, absolutely. You know, sometimes, speaking of sometimes.
You tell me you're in love with me. Like you can take away your pretty eyes on me. It's not that I don't want to say, but every time I close my eyes, I look away. I want to believe in everything that you say, because it sounds so good. But if you really want me, ooh, slow, there's something about you, you just have to know. Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide, sometimes I'm scared of you, but all I really want is to hold you tight, treat you right, be with you day and night. Baby, all I need is time. I don't wanna be so shy. Every time that I'm alone, I wonder why. Hope that you will wait for me. You see that you're the only one for me. I wanna believe in everything that you say, 'cause it sounds so good. But if you really want me, ooh, so there's something about, I just have to know. Sometimes I run, Sometimes I hide, sometimes I'm scared of you. But all I really want is to hold you tight, treat you right, be with you day and night. Baby, all I need to hold you tight, be with you day and night. Baby, all I need is time. Just hang around and you'll see there's nowhere I'd rather be. If you love me, trust in me the way that I trust in you. Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide, sometimes I'm scared of you. But all I really want is to hold you tight, treat you right, be with you day and night. Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide, sometimes I'm scared of you. But all I really want is to hold you tight, treat you right, be with you day and night. All I really want is to hold you tight, treat you right, be with you day and night. Run. Sometimes I hide, sometimes I'm scared of you, but all I really want is to hold you tight, treat you right, be with you day and night. Baby, all I need is time.
Miss Bianca, do you have another song that you'd like to grace us with?
Sure. Well, I can sing Ironic by Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette. Yeah. Ironic. Wonderful. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Yeah. An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly on your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon. 2 minutes too late. And is it an iron? Don't you think? He's like rain on a wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid. It's a good advice that you just can't take. And who would have thought it figured? Is there to play it safe? Was afraid to fly. He packed his suitcase. This is kid's goodbye. He waited, told him light to take that flight. As the plane crashed down, he thought, oh, isn't this nice? And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain on a wedding day. It's a free ride when you already paid. It's a good advice that you just can't take. And who would have thought it figures? Well, life is a funny way of sneaking up on you when you think everything's okay and everything's going right. And life has a funny way of helping you out when you think everything's gone wrong and everything goes up in your face. Traffic jam when you're already late. No smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife.
It's meeting the man of my dreams, and then meeting his beautiful wife. And is it an ironic thing? And don't you think it's I too ironic? And yeah, I really do think it's like praying on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you already paid. It's a good advice that you just can't take. And who would have thought it figures? Yeah, well, life's funny way of sneaking up on you. Life is a funny way of helping you out, helping you out. And yeah, life's a funny way. Life is a funny way of sneaking up on you, and everything goes up in your bed. Life is a funny way. Funny way.
Funny way of helping you out, right? We did it again.
Life is a funny way.
It's so a funny way that we can't get this camera right.
It's all good.
Okay, content influencers like Mr. Beast are really setting new standards for engagement in the whole process. I mean, truly, this is a whole new a new process. Yeah, like Mr. Beast is like innovative. Well, truly, you know, and I'm not bragging about the guy. I don't think his videos are high quality, to be honest with you. I think they're cool for kids. I've watched one or two myself just to see what the buzz is. The truth of the matter is that you know, it's really not that engaging of content. So, in conclusion and summary today, we really discussed a lot of things, and unfortunately, we didn't have enough time to get to everything. I know that there is so much more to talk about Mr. Beast and influencers. Mr. Beast has a lot of controversy going on right now. Has he done illegal lotteries? Is his practices ethical? There's also one of his members of his staff or production team was a transgendered individual, or is a transgendered individual, which is perfectly fine if that's their choice. But there's been allegations of grooming and inappropriate behavior between this individual and minor children.
Mr. Beast has new allegations about committing fraud, manipulation, and a lot more. This was exposed by a former employee who collected evidence causing Mr. Beast to have serious allegations. Some of his videos are supposed to contain a lot of subscribers participating in events, while oftenly being his friends, mutuals, or even employees. He allegedly rigged videos to manipulate outcomes. The contestants' outcomes were predetermined, reducing the fairness of the contests, and used the influential manipulation strategy. Young viewers were misled into thinking that they could win prizes by subscribing or purchasing merchandise. According to the former employee, it goes like this. Make them gain trust in Mr. Beast, prove it by showing the viewer that he gives big rewards to people, asking to help Mr. Beast and promise rewards in return. Another accusation is that a lot of the videos are faked, with Mr. Beast admitting it.
I actually have to dial back my content sometimes, just so people think it's real.
More fraud allegations are about that he sold fake signatures that were misrepresented as authentic, and conducted illegal lotteries that involved gambling with people's money, where he claimed you could win by making a purchase, while the chances of winning were rigged. And since a lot of minors are watching, he basically promotes gambling to children, and that happened with a lot of other content by him as well. He's also accused of scamming people where the viewers buy products but never receive them. One more detail to add is that he sold his Feastables, which is overall a chocolate brand, as very healthy, saying that there is a golden ticket, teaching kids gambling to win.
Mr. Beast is teaching us gambling?
And with a very famous YouTuber ending up winning, which is very shady. There, I saved you a minute. Thank me later.
You know, the thing you need to recognize, YouTube is, if I may get that stat here, I had it here a second ago, but...
Well, shouldn't they always...
85% of teens report YouTube as being their primary platform.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 85% of teens as their primary platform. Mr. Beast is really changed it because people consume his content. I mean, they really do. They go crazy. You know, so this seems... is this going to be... where? All of us. So is this going to be the sign of the times, or just a temporary change? Is media going to go back to where it was originally, or are we taking media and changing the whole thing? I don't know. I'm very interested to see where it goes. What I find to be even more interesting, Ms. Bianca, is how are the universities going to handle this when they have their communications 101 classes and all that? Are they going to start teaching? We talked about this the other day, even education on social media, on the new stuff, so you're not antiquated and 100 years behind everybody else. So that you know what is available, but you also know the dangers that come along with it. And then with that, we talked about that recently. Coupling that episode into this episode, are they going to start teaching more Photoshop and video editing? Are those going to be electives in high school? And, are they going to be electives?
Or in college, too. They're in college courses, too.
Well, of course they're in college courses. If you went to college, anybody that goes to college, when you go to college, there are courses. There's a course for everything. There's a degree. So, of course, I was talking about regular high school. Will they offer that? Because in college, obviously, people get degrees in music. They get degrees in video and media production and all that. That's how the collegiate system works. But I'm talking about, like, the grammar school age children, the high school age children. Is it going to change the classes in there? Is it going to change media altogether? I don't know. Do schools do school newspapers anymore? I don't even know.
They probably do like more of like an internet now. I used
to look forward to the school paper coming out. I served on the school paper. I did student government. I did the paper. But anyway, folks, Sinati's call to action. Now we can go to this one. So anyway, folks, Sinati's call to action. Stay engaged and always be open-minded, but stay engaged. Because if you're not engaged, you're not here. And if you're not here, you're no good to anybody. Reflect on your experiences with the new media. How does it affect you? What are you doing with the new media? I know myself, I like YouTube and other short stuff like that. I don't want to say shorts in like the 10-second ones, but like shorter videos where I can get the crux of a topic and I can take that and I can take the research and I can extrapolate from that 20-minute video, 15-minute video, what it is that I want to know. I also go, again, as we said the other days on shows, I go and validate the information that's coming. But we need to recognize that if that is how you're consuming your media, what are the broader implications of this shift? Which is what I just said. Validate your information. Years ago, everybody thought when you saw the New York Post, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, that everything you were going to get was accurate. We know that journalism has come a long way since then, and we've all heard the fake news conversation. We've talked about misinformation the other day and disinformation. So you really never know what content you're consuming. So at least make sure that the person you're getting it from is a credible person, and also double check what they're saying. And you know, it doesn't hurt to reach out to your favorite creator, your favorite influencer, whoever it might be, and ask a question. Comment on their videos. Comment on their stuff. Folks, as always, remember, 180, 180. So that's a 360 and 365 days a year. Keep your head on a swivel. Forward 180, reverse 180. Danger doesn't take a break. Neither should you. Always pay attention. Always know your surroundings. I want to take this time again for thanking my producer, thanking iHeartRadio, BBS, KKTC 99.9. I want to thank Angel Heart, Angel Fire Media Productions. And I want to thank Miss Bianca C. for her lovely vocals, as always, and her support during the show. We can go for a group since I'm thanking her.
Oh, thank you.
I'd like to thank Miss Bianca C. for her enchanting vocals and providing some insight, Jane Q. Public style.
Absolutely.
But giving people the idea, you know, influencing is not for everybody, but, it might be.
I think,
the sign of the times. I say just be internet. And, folks, come back again. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Miss Bianca, how do we close out? Oh, I actually have my quote of the day here.
Oh, what's your quote?
Yeah, the fucking show's destroyed. In the future, everyone will be world famous. I know.
Start out over again because you cursed.
I know I cursed. I cursed because the show goddamn blows a cock.
Take a breather and start your quote.
This is my Bill O'Reilly moment. Let's all start pushing buttons and turn. Let's turn on my fucking my Ring doorbell camera. Maybe the people want to see my Ring doorbell. Okay. They're in the show.
Take a breather.
In the future, everyone will be world famous for 15 minutes. In the future, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. So basically, everybody gets their moment in the sun. Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol. If you're not familiar with Andy Warhol, without going down a sea hole,
okay.
Andy Warhol's prediction about fame in the digital age has never been more relevant with the rise of YouTube influencers. Look him up. He's a wonderful artist. He's had a lot of things to say, and he made a prediction similar to we discussed 1984, George Orwell's book, 1984. Take a look and see what Andy Warhol said. And we got to end with a joke.
Okay.
So why don't YouTubers ever get lost?
I don't know why.
Because they always have plenty of subscribers to guide them. So stay connected, folks. iHeartRadio, your FM dial, your AM dial, your local TV network. If they're not airing the show, demand it. Call them and say, I want the Hostile Zone. I want BBS TV talk radio on your cable network. iHeartRadio, every single social media platform, and then every single podcast platform, Spotify, Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcast, Podtail, Podbeam, the whole list. If you listen to music, Amazon, Audible. If you listen, it's there. Don't forget, I mentioned Acorns, because there's nothing more important than investing for your future. Miss Bianca, let them go out in pride, honor, and glory, knowing that they're going to invest and put some money aside for their children so they have a safer future. Because I wouldn't rely on Social Security to help you out. Okay. Miss Bianca, take it away.
Thank you. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
And she's never going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave? Oh, the land of the free,
thought about turning your spare change into serious investments? Let me introduce you to Acorns. This app makes investing as simple as one easy swipe of your credit or debit card. With Acorns, every purchase you make rounds up and invests the difference. Watch your future grow one swipe at a time. Start small, dream big. With Acorns, every bit adds up to something significant. Download Acorns today. Acorns.com/share. Or use your smartphone camera and scan the QR code on the screen, or enter my referral code 56XJQPC. Again, referral code 56XJQPC and get $5 for free, compliments of me, to start investing today just by downloading the app. Download Acorns now. I'm Eric A. Sonati, the host of the syndicated radio TV talk show, The Hostile Zone, right here on iHeartRadio. That's right, Sonati heard you.